Welcome to Holy Week Prayers for Wednesday Vespers. I'm Jay Jansen. Before we pray together, I have a few instructions. I invite you to light a candle as a sign that God is present with us in spirit. Second, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to create a family altar in your home for Holy Week. Pick a spot in your house where you can gather by yourself or with others, and there place a candle, a cross, and a bowl. This evening, be sure to have a pad of paper and something to write with nearby. Next, feel free to pause the recording at any time, especially in those moments of listening silence. If you're with a group, you don't have to use the recording. You may have different people read different sections, or you may have a leader read the light print and have the group read together the text in bold print. Finally, where you see what looks like a plus sign, you may wish to make the sign of the cross. And now let's pray together. If you're following along with the printed liturgy that accompanies this recording, please read the text that is in bold print. Put your trust in the Lord's mercy. Let your heart rejoice in God's saving help. Sing to the Lord, who has dealt with us richly. Praise the name of the Lord Most High. Whom have I in heaven but you? And having you, I desire nothing upon earth. Though my flesh and heart should waste away, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. It is good for me to be near God. I choose you, O Lord God, as my protector.
Blessed be who has come to help the house called Bethany and defends those broken friends who've been crying. Comes the light, breaks the dawn. Can you feel a ray of hope for those whose hope is gone? Lift your head, dry your eyes, time for rising. Praise the Lord, blessed be, who brings comfort to the very least of these, in whose hands the journey ends, joy surprise. Every morn, can you hear the voice that summons up horizon song? Lift your head and dry your eyes. Time for rising. Praise the Lord, blessed be He, anointed in the house of misery, who defends the humble hands that bowed His dying, who brave the night, retrieve the dawn, a ray of hope for those whose hope is gone. Lift your head and dry your eyes. Time for rising. Lift your head, dry your eyes. Time for rising.
Save me, O Lord, while I am awake, and keep me while I sleep, that I may wake in Christ and rest in peace. Come close with Mary, Martha, Lazarus, so close the candles flare with their soft breath, and kindle heart and soul to flame within us, lit by these mysteries of life and death. For beauty now begins the final movement, in quietness and intimate encounter. The alabaster jar of precious ointment is broken open for the world's true lover. The whole room richly fills to feast the senses, with all the yearning such a fragrance brings. The heart is mourning, but the spirit dances. Here, at the very center of all things, here at the meeting place of love and loss, we all foresee and see beyond the cross. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought and word and deed, in what I have done and in what I have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me all my offenses, and grant that I may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence be attentive to what God wishes to communicate to you. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save me, O Lord, while I am awake, and keep me while I sleep, that I may wake in Christ and rest in peace.
The Lord says, "Here is my servant whom I strengthened, the one I have chosen, with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor snuff out a smoldering wick. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the earth. In his law, distant lands will put their hope." This is what God the Lord says, the one who created the heavens and stretched them out, who fashioned the earth and all that lives there, who gives life and breath to all its people. I, the Lord, have called you and given you power to see that justice is done on earth. Through you, I will make a covenant with all peoples. Through you, I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. The things I predicted have now come true. Now I will tell you of new things, even before they begin to happen.
Save me, O Lord, while I am awake, and keep me while I sleep, that I may wake in Christ and rest in peace. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device and take a look at your hands. Notice the creases, the calluses, the nicks. As you think back over your day, take a few moments to do one of the following. What gifts did you receive from the King? Write a note simply thanking God for what was given to you and place it in the bowl. Or go around to each of the people in the room, place your hands on them, and speak a word of blessing. Or consider the people in your life and write a note that you can mail to one of them, anointing them with blessing. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. May the Lord Almighty grant us and those we love a peaceful night and a perfect end, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord, it is evening after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. The night is dark. It is for stillness. Let our fears of the darkness, of the world, and of our lives rest in you. Let us be still in your presence. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all who are dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, and new possibilities. Amen. Pause your playback device, and in the silence, let yourself come to rest in God's presence. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.